Blog Talk Radio.
Lincoln 103 and 102.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1, boy.
Henry 8, Henry 9. Respond to gate 437, Bravo, for your dignitary detail. 3K911, I'm attended 400 lower level near Carousel 4, black bag. GTA in progress, 401 parking structure, section 4, boy.
Responding to 401 parking structure, section 1, boy.
415 passenger onboard aircraft.
Control 2 Franklin and Rob.
484 suspect, the female, Hispanic, 28 years of age, blue jeans, no further.
Control 5 Frank, 401 is a route.
Good evening, everyone. Welcome to the Private Officer Beat Radio. Here on the Private Officer Talk Radio Network for this Monday, the 13th of October, that's 2014, for those of you who might be listening in 2020 or tomorrow. But we're here at the Private Officer International Headquarters and in our new radio studio and having a great time with it as we record both training as well as our semi or twice a week or three times a week radio program, depending on our schedule, and having a lot of fun doing it as we tweak our new equipment and build on it, because we're not quite done, not yet anyways. We actually have some more equipment coming in, building on to the radio platforms that we're using, as well as our programs. We're establishing some new programs, and we're also in the midst of producing a new weekly magazine show that will be available coming up soon. I'm told probably within the next few weeks, hopefully before the end of the year. So we have a lot going on here at the studios, and really have a lot of great listeners and fans and followers, and for that, we're extremely appreciative. Before I go any further into our show, I do want to, because this is a live program, as we tell you each and every week, I do actually want to go through some weather alerts that we have and make sure that everyone stays safe. Now, depending on where you're located, we have a vast array of warnings and watches from the Houston, Texas area all the way to the Michigan Lake area, Chicago, Michigan, and as far east already into the Carolinas. So let me just give you some of the updates that we've received from emergency services and weather alerts that we track and monitor. I'm actually looking at a live radar picture of several pictures, actually, of the country, and we have a number of watches and warnings. If you are in the Alabama area, northwest Alabama, that would be over near the Mississippi line, the northwest section of Alabama and Mississippi, under severe tornado and weather warnings. The northwest area of Alabama just got a new tornado warning. Now, a tornado watch means conditions are ripe or could produce. A warning means that a tornado has actually been spotted. Now, in case you haven't been keeping abreast of the news, overnight in Arkansas, Texas, Oklahoma, and one or two other states, several tornadoes did touch down, doing some damage, killing several people and injuring others. Last week, we had tornadoes in eastern Tennessee, and this is really a time of year when people don't really think about the tornado or severe weather outbreaks, but really, it is a ripe condition for tornado and tornadic weather when we have some heat mixed with cold fronts, and that's what's been happening. We've had some pretty warm weather in many areas. I know here in the Carolinas over the last week or so, we've had temperatures fluctuating from the low 30s overnight to upper 80s in the daytime. And with cold fronts pushing in, you often have some really difficult weather that comes in with it because the two clash. But also, in this particular weather front, we have a lot of moisture coming up from the Gulf Coast. So it's picking up the moisture. That brings in the rain, the warm temperatures, and then the cool front pushing in. So if you're living in anywhere from Houston north all the way into Michigan or east into the Carolinas, be expecting some really severe weather over the next 48 hours. I know in the Carolinas tomorrow and tomorrow evening, we're expecting some severe and damaging weather, possible tornadoes. And in Tennessee, Georgia, Alabama, Mississippi, they're already experiencing some of that weather. And so for the next 12 to 16 hours, it's going to be pretty rough for them as well. Now, I'm looking at a couple of weather boxes already being set up along this front in a number of locations. So, again, maybe you're not living in that area. Maybe you're under the voice, under you, you hear what's going on, but you have friendly family or friends or friendly families. You have friends or families along that storm front. Please give them a call and let them know. Unfortunately, many people don't have weather boxes and don't keep up with the weather. We do track it here in the POI office 24/7 along with the news. So this looks to be a pretty significant storm. There's also a major storm brewing out in the Atlantic, which is a tropical storm, Fay, at this time, could easily develop into a hurricane. In fact, I believe it is a hurricane now at this point. We also have two other Atlantic storms developing, one down in the Santo Domingo area near the Dominican Republic, Haiti area, and we have another one right behind that. So it is late in the season, but the water is still warm enough. We haven't really had any frost or cold temperatures, cold enough to really cool down those storms. So it is a potential for hurricane still. So I know it's kind of crazy, but in the security business and public safety business, we really are governed by the weather, and we have to be prepared for the worst. And that's why we're giving you this information, not only for your own safety, but for the safety of those that you protect and serve. So please be sure to get that information out to them, to your company, to your supervisors, and keep an eye on the weather. Believe it or not, the weather this time of year can be more severe than the weather in the early spring because the temperatures up north coming from Canada are already pretty cold. And when they clash with warm weather and moisture, that is a recipe for a sure disaster, as we saw overnight last night. So being in the emergency business myself with the fire department, rescue, and all that good stuff, we want to stay on top of this as frequently as possible, and I encourage you to do the same. All right, now on to tonight's show. Thank you for joining us. By the way, I'm Rick McCann. I'm going to be your host in case you haven't figured that out, founder and CEO of Private Officer International, a security and law enforcement organization. Tonight's episode was to have a guest on, Dr. Brennan, who was going to be talking about why career colleges and vocational schools are surpassing 2 and 4 year colleges with enrollment. That's been rescheduled due to something else that has come up in Dr. Brennan's schedule, but we'll have that for you in the next couple of weeks. Next week, we have a excellent show for you. We're going to be talking to another PhD from Florida University. We're going to be talking next week about the privatization of law enforcement. And I know that we talk about that frequently, but it is really a, I've heard people say, well, it's not going to happen and all that kind of stuff. It already is happening. Most of your corrections, there's several large correction companies who manage and build correction facilities, prisons, jails, There are companies who are private companies who transport prisoners. There are private companies who contract with cities and towns to do all their parking enforcement. There are private companies who take over animal shelters and animal enforcement, enforce all the laws regarding cruelty to animals. There are 28 states that have some aspect of private police, generally security, and many states that once had part-time police officers, auxiliaries, reserves, and up in Connecticut where I grew up, they called them supernumeraries. Those back about 20 years ago or so, when times were great and money was ample, they've done away with most of those positions because of liability, risk, management type situations, but they're bringing those back because they need those volunteers. They need those people to supplement their officers because of budget constraints and a lack of personnel. So private policing is inevitable. It's already here. It's already across the pond, as they say, in the UK, Australia, Canada, and a number of other countries. So we'll be talking with the good doctor next week. He's written a number of articles and several books about this very topic, and I'm very excited to be speaking to him. Just got another weather alert. Really, this is really important. If you're listening tonight live and you have any, you live in that area or you have friends or family, take this serious and contact them and let them know about this and have them keep an ear to the weather radio or the news, the TV. But, you know, this time of year can be very tricky weather-wise. Tonight in our radio show, because we're not talking about the technical and vocational schools, we're going to be talking about a topic called transitioning from a job to a career. Transitioning from a job to a professional career. And, you know, many people start off their careers, their professions, part-time, and there's nothing wrong with that at all. In fact, you know, I've done it. You probably have done it. Many people work part-time and full-time. Some people have three jobs, and you know, it's not really because they love to work. It's just because they need the paycheck. Other people do it a secondary job because they love it, and others volunteer on an almost full-time basis because they love that profession. Many of our fire, we have a paid and volunteer mixed department and rescue squad, and many of those firefighters during the day they're full-time paid professional staff, and in the evening they're part-time, some volunteers, some paid, but many volunteers volunteer because they love to do it, not because of the paycheck. And some love it for the experience. Some love it because they have a heart for it. They're really dedicated to that. And we're going to be talking about that. So there's nothing wrong with being, you know, committed or part-time or volunteer. But if you're looking to do it as a profession, then there comes a point in time when you have to transition from that job or that part-time or volunteerism to a professional career. We'll be talking about that. Also want to remind you tonight that you can follow us 24/7 on the web. Just go to our website, which is always being updated at privateofficer.com. Right there, you'll be able to transition over to us on Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, our own social media website, which is, you know, several people say is sort of like a Facebook page for private security. And you'll be able to listen to our radio shows and our new upcoming TV program as well. Lots of great stuff right there from the homepage at privateofficer.com. We have a lot going on. And, in fact, we have so much going on that people often say that they get lost on our website. So we've recently reconstructed the homepage, and we're working on the rest of the site to be able to give you a lot easier flow and be able to transition from one area to another, whether it be training or membership or news or whatever it is that you might be looking for. Now, in case you ever can't find what you're looking for, I'm not sure if that was good grammar. Well, just in case you can't get there from here, You can always contact us 24/7, 7 days a week, at helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com, because they'll be able to direct you in the right path. Also, right from our homepage is our news, breaking news blogs, newsletters, and other things that we have. Believe it or not, we do have to take a quick moment out here from the, I know it's a great talk show and you're really engrossed in what I have to say, but we're going to take just a couple of minutes and we'll be right back.
No pigtails anymore.
Check, please.
David, you okay to drive?
Yeah, I only had a couple drinks. I'm fine.
Come on.
Keys can be a weapon. A few drinks can make you a killer.
Every 40 seconds, someone around the world takes their own life. Every 13 minutes, someone in the U.S. commits suicide. While you were getting ready for work this morning, in the first hour of your day, as many as 5 people in the U.S. have killed themselves. By lunchtime, about 20 people in the U.S. have taken their own life. At the end of an 8-hour workday, about 40 people in the U.S. killed themselves. In a 24-hour period, as many as 111 people in the U.S. committed suicide.
Suicide. It's more than a word. It's a tragedy. It's actually something that we can stop. If you or a loved one is just feeling like they need someone to talk with, reach out to the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline at 1-800-273-8255. 1-800-273-8255. Life is worth living. To the Private Officer Beat Radio, and I'm your host, Rick McCann. Glad that you are sitting in with us tonight live here from our corporate office in Charlotte, North Carolina. I do want to update you again on the weather since we are a live show. We are monitoring very closely the severe and very deep storm. It looks like it's probably several hundred miles wide. And it definitely spans from the Houston, Texas area of the Gulf Coast all the way up into the lake area of Lake Michigan. And this has already brought probably, from the last count, 5 or 6 tornadoes in the last 24 hours, almost 24 hours. And it's spinning right now. We have a number of watch and warning boxes out across Tennessee, Mississippi, Alabama, the Northwest area, and tomorrow we're already under severe weather warnings for the Carolinas. So if you are under my voice, I strongly urge you to keep track of this if you're in this area and let people know that you might have friends or family who live in those areas to definitely keep an ear to the radio or the TV and just stay on top of this stuff. We talked a moment ago, our PSA, public service announcement, talked a moment ago about the statistics in suicides, and that's something that we're very passionate about here at Private Officer International and Armor College. There are several different programs that we're involved in. I take a lot of training because I'm also a chaplain, and we'll be going to a seminar next week in Virginia on mental health crisis and first aid. But it is something to be aware of. Also, in the security industry, we've had last year around 20 security officers who committed suicide. This year, we know of 6. There's probably others that just didn't make it in the news. No one really cared to report it, or maybe the information just was never released. But it is a serious, serious, serious crisis among law enforcement and first responders, including private security. So do take it serious. We have, as a member benefit, aligned ourselves with several mental health providers where you can call them free of charge. We also have a chaplain program where we can assist you in any crisis that you might have. We'll definitely be there to listen and to refer you to the appropriate organization if necessary. Now, just because you call a hotline or just because you reach out and say you need help, that doesn't mean you're crazy. It doesn't mean that you're sick. It doesn't mean anything. It means you're smart. You recognize the urgency. You recognize the problem. And you're willing and ready to get the proper attention. So please, if you have an issue and you're a member of POI, or even if you're not, you can reach out to us and we'll be happy to direct you in the right, you know, the right direction. We'll get you connected with the right people. Or you can call the Lifeline number. They are there. They're great folks. They're there 24/7, 1-800-273-8255. All right. We also want to talk about some other things happening here at the POI because we are in our 10-year anniversary. As I mentioned to someone just the other day, I really can't say that much longer because it'll be 11 years. Oh, wow. It blows me away sometimes. Time has gone so fast, and I often wonder, what happened? What happened to all that time? It's gone. But we are still celebrating. We have a lot of free training, seminars, and online training that we're doing. We're giving away gifts. I know we should be receiving those gifts, but we're giving away a lot of things, T-shirts, mugs, briefcases, training, sponsorships for free membership, so on and so forth. So be sure that you follow us on the web, our home web page, as well as our social media to take advantage of all of those. We have a number of great career advancement diplomas online. If you missed that link, that email that was sent out a week or so ago, contact helpdesk at privateofficer.com. We just finished up our memorial services for 2014. Again, another successful year. We have already begun looking for national and regional sponsors so that next year will be bigger and better. We won't have to beg, borrow, or steal for funds to be able to get us from point A to point B. And we're looking forward to having a better year next year and reaching more people. It's making a difference. Law enforcement, the media, the general public at large, everyone is seeing how security has changed, the risk, the dangers, the injuries, and the deaths to private officers, not only here in the U.S., but around the world. And that's just, that's been our message, our goal, and thank God that we really have accomplished that in the years that we've been doing this. But we really are looking forward to a bigger memorial ride next year because there were people, companies who wanted us to come but just couldn't really financially afford the sponsorship. And hopefully next year we'll have a major company, you know, maybe several major companies. Maybe your uncle owns a big regional or national company. Maybe he's the president. You never know. It might be true. Maybe we can sit down and talk with him and show him all the benefits for his company to become a sponsor. Next month, in November, we have the Expo 2014. It's a virtual conference. You won't have to leave your home, your office, your business. You'll be able to attend the 2014 Private Officer Virtual Conference online. There, right there online, you'll receive free training seminars. Yes, you'll actually be able to go to an online virtual classroom and take a number of courses for free, and then email our help desk, and they will issue you a certificate of completion. There'll also be a number of people there at the seminar, at the expo, that will have free gifts. Some folks will be advertising and making other things available to you. If you would like to have a virtual table in the expo center of our conference, send an email to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, at privateofficer.com. We have a lot going on the rest of the year. I know we're almost, believe it or not, at the end of October. Well, we're midway, but, the holidays will be upon you before you know it. So we have a lot going on before the end of the year. But 2015, I don't want to get ahead of myself, 2015 is going to be just a fantastic year for Private Officer International. We're extremely excited about some of the things that we have on the planning board, some of the things that we have already structured and scheduled out, and we'll be telling you more about that along the way. But I will tell you that one of the big things that's really exciting to me, even though there's a lot of work to it, is our new TV magazine show, where we will have guests. We'll be having a lot of new products from a number of companies. I think it's really going to be exciting. You'll be able to watch it from your home, your business, your school, wherever, because it will be internet-based, but it will be distributed, and we're just really being really overexcited about it. So, actually that is becoming the thing of this age, day and time. A number of high-profile people just recently, Paula Deen, the Southern cook from, the Food Network, kicked off her TV program on the internet. Sarah Palin, the one-time vice president candidate, or wanted to be the vice president, she kicked off her website. A number of other websites, TV programs are website-based or internet-based, I should say. And so, the reason why we began our radio program and we took it from a local radio station to an internet-based is that we could reach out to a lot more people and get a lot more people involved all over, not only the U.S., but around the world. And that's the same thing with the TV internet-based program. We'll be able to reach so many more people in so many different countries. And we do a lot with our members in India, Canada, the U.K., Australia, and a number of other, Germany, another number of other countries where we have great members and we interact with them and their needs, because every country has different laws and different needs, different situations happening. But when it all boils down, it really comes to the same issues. Security has the same issues in every country. Pay, training, a lack of respect, and a growing number of injuries and deaths. And we find that in places even like India and South Africa, where we have quite a few members, the UK, Australia, Canada. Really, they experience all the same problems, even though some of the background stuff might be different. Some of the laws might be different. Some of their positions might be different. But when it all comes down to it, we all have the same issues in every country. So the internet-based TV program really will give us an opportunity to reach out to a lot more people in our industry and the public safety fields, and just reach a whole lot more people across the board and around the world. So we're looking forward to that. Now, that being said, I also want to just say that we are looking for sponsors for that program, a monthly sponsor, and we'll be setting up some information over the next couple of weeks. We'll be getting that out to you where you'll sponsor that month, and you'll be the prime advertiser. Your information on your business, your company, your school will be out in front of 100,000-plus people a month. Our website receives about 167,000 hits a month. And so we have a cumulative range even greater than that with our newsletters, our radio shows, our social media. I believe our social media is getting about 3,000. What was it, Brett? 3,341 hits a day, I believe is what I saw recently. That's all of our social media combined. You know, we have thousands of followers on Facebook, Twitter, and different outlets, including our radio show. So as a sponsor of the TV program for the month, you'll receive a lot of exposure. So that's something to consider as well. You can also advertise here on the radio show because we're not going to give this up. No, we're going to continue both of them for a little while longer. Now, we also have a secondary radio program, the LP Zone, which is all about loss prevention. Be sure to join that program every week as well. And we're beginning a new half-hour program starting, I think we're going to try and kick it off next month in November, and it's called The Legal Review. And we're going to be looking at legal cases that deal with private security. You may or may not know it, but there are hundreds of lawsuits against private security companies and businesses that hire security every month, thousands of lawsuits every year. We'll look at employee situations, employee lawsuits, why they're suing their employer. We'll be looking at lawsuits because of neglect, use of force lawsuits, and a whole bunch of other things. And we'll every week we'll take one case and we'll look at that and kind of tear it apart and give you an opportunity to chime in and call in with questions. And that's on the Legal Review, and we'll probably come up with a fancier name than that. Hey, this is the Legal Review. We'll come up with a name for that, or we'll even have a little contest where you can help us to name that. We'll be right back.
HirePatriots.com is a free website where you can help our active, reserve, veteran military and their families by letting them help you. Do you have a chore that needs doing around your home or yard? Is your company looking for a new hire? Then post your jobs for free at HirePatriots.com. Visit HirePatriots.com and post your jobs today.
If you want a wish to come true, never tell anyone. But there is one wish that can make the difference between life and death. And this wish can only come true if you tell someone. Please let your family know you want to be an organ donor.
Welcome back to the Private Officer Beat Radio. We're in the second part, the second half of the radio show already. Wow, it blows my mind, really, most often, almost every week, actually, how quickly the time goes by and how fast the radio program is over. Just before I can even get started, we're over. We're done with. We're out of here. I do want to mention tonight about the opportunity for you to give back. We're always open to donations and sponsorships right there on our website at privateofficer.com toward the bottom half of the front page. You can always donate to the Private Officer Memorial and Benevolent Services, and that those funds go to assist security officers injured. We do a lot of work on our own without the assistance of anyone. We finance a lot of what we do, and we just created a new program that's going to assist loss prevention personnel, a bigger span of the security and private protection field. We're also really gearing up for a larger award program. It takes money to, you know, purchase those plaques, those awards, to get them out to the people, whether by, you know, UPS, FedEx, or personal delivery. And so we're always open to a little help. If you want to go to our website at privateofficer.com, you can also set up a monthly sponsorship in any amount. Just let us know at helpdesk@privateofficer.com. We're also, right now, we have several positions open. We have a position on our advisory board. That advisory board meets once a month via either video or audio conference. They're a steering committee for the private officer organization. They help us with coming together with ideas and with new services and benefits for our members and just a whole bunch of stuff. We also are looking for someone on our award committee. Again, that person meets with us via video or audio conference once a month and helps to, get those folks that deserve being recognized an award. And we also have several other full-time positions. We're recruiting right now for an EMT instructor in Virginia for our Armor College. Must be state certified, must be a paramedic with at least 5 years of experience. And we're also looking for a Washington, D.C. Special Police instructor and a Virginia DCJS certified instructor. These are paid positions, full-time. And if you're interested in any of that, just send an email. And if it's a regular position, include a resume. Send it to helpdesk@privateofficer.com, helpdesk@privateofficer.com. And we will set up an interview and go through, more information with you during that process. We have a lot of exciting things. I don't want to miss out telling you about the independent owner-operator system, which is somewhat like a franchise, but it's not as structured and it doesn't cost as much. Franchises can cost from $25,000 to $1 million just for the use of the name, but with the independent operator owner system, it's similar to what some hotels, many gas stations, and 18-wheeler trucking companies, the method that they use. There's a minimal upfront cost to use our training, our name, to have access to our services, our management, consulting, HR, legal, and a whole bunch of other things. Now, we have scheduled a number of conference calls and had a lot of great interest, and we've actually arranged to enter into an agreement with several companies, and we'll be announcing that probably before the end of the year. And we still have some locations open. And if you're interested, if you have a current security training school or you would like to begin either a security academy or a private college in your area, send us an email at thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com, and we will schedule an appointment, a conference, to talk with you, send you out some applications and some other information, and hopefully we'll be able to work together. Again, send that to thehelpdesk@privateofficer.com. I know I'm missing a lot of stuff. I got a lot of stuff to say in a short amount of time to say it. So tonight we want to talk about the professional career transition. There are a lot of weekend warriors out there, part-time chefs and part-time police officers and, you know, those of you who might be in the National Guard or the Reserves. You know, you've heard many people call you the weekend warrior. That's just a catch-all phrase that's been used for many, many years to kind of, I don't want to say belittle, because it's not really belittle, but it is to identify, there we go, to identify those people who are doing something in a part-time basis, occasional basis, 1 week in a month, or every weekend. We have part-time home builders, carpenters, part-time athletes. You know, many of your professional baseball players who work at, you know, who are assigned to the local club, baseball club in your hometown, the Double A or the Triple A, are part-time. They all have full-time jobs. Many of the wrestlers and other sports athletes in your area who work in, you know, whether it be soccer or ice hockey, whatever it might be, they often have full-time jobs and do this part-time. There are many careers that have begun as a part-time or even in a volunteer position. And there's nothing wrong with that at all. I got my start in my profession in a part-time position. In fact, it was only supposed to be one day, one event. Well, that didn't last long. One day turned into several days, turned into several months, and then kind of led into a career path for me. Some people work the part-time gig, you know, whether it be music, maybe they have a band or they sing in church, from church to church on Sundays. Some people do it for fun. Others obviously do it for the money. You know, some people do work two and three jobs, sometimes several part-time jobs and a full-time job. They work a day job, they work in the evening, and they work a weekend gig someplace along the way. And that's not usually because they like to do it or because it's a lot of fun. It's just because they need the money. So there's a lot of folks working that part-time career, that part-time job, or even that part-time business because it is a necessity. And some people do it for the glory, believe it or not. Some people love being part-time police or part-time fire or part-time musician. It gives them a sense of self-satisfaction, and they love doing it. And there's nothing wrong with that at all, nothing wrong with being a part-timer. I don't want it to sound like I'm getting down on part-timers or people who do things, you know, just because they love it or because of the glory or whatever, because actually being part-time in any profession, whether it be a musician or athlete or working in an office or whatever, gives you an opportunity to test drive it. It gives you an opportunity to see whether or not you really enjoy it to the point where you'd want to do it full time. Many people start out in the law enforcement field part time, either as a cadet, as a volunteer auxiliary officer, as a reserve, or some even start working in the police station doing, you know, menial task, clerical duties, pushing a broom, and things like that. But sometimes, there has to be a decision. Now, it is great sometimes to break away from the full-time job. You know, if you have a stressful job during the day and you do music on the weekend, hey, that's a great stress reliever for you. And I love music and play guitar and piano and love to sing and have done it, on a part-time professional basis in the past, recorded CDs and so forth, so on. So, you know, but, and that's great. And some people just do it for life. They just love it. They like that aspect of it, but they also know that their day job is their, you know, financial strong point and they can't leave it. It can be fun and rewarding to do things, on a part-time basis or on a once-a-month or whatever. And it does give you that firsthand look at whether or not you want to do it full-time. You know, volunteer firefighters often work as volunteers while having a full-time job, but they get that experience. They get that training. Many fire departments, many states now require that firefighters working on a volunteer fire department have the same level of training and certification as a full-time department. And the same thing with police. Many states do allow part-time officers, armed police officers, to work part-time, on-call, or one weekend, or 24 hours a month, or whatever, but they have to go through the same training as a full-time person. So they have the same certification. In the fire department, like I said, many states actually require that volunteer firefighters be certified to a level firefighter 1 or firefighter 2, which is exactly what career, you know, quote-unquote, firefighters, full-time people, have to be certified in. They also have to be certified as, in many areas, at least as an EMT, a basic EMT, or intermediate EMT, or a paramedic level, even though they're volunteers. And if they're on a fire rescue or an ambulance service, they definitely have to be certified as an EMT or a paramedic, depending on their area. And they're doing this volunteer, free of charge, no cost, no paycheck, and it's not whenever they want. Most agencies now schedule you a mandatory number of hours each month. So there's a lot of time, a lot of effort, a lot of training that goes into being a volunteer these days, or being a reserve or an auxiliary police officer. And that is really great firsthand information, great knowledge, great training, and it's an opportunity for them to determine whether it's a career that they want to get into full-time as a professional. In the security business, in the security industry, for many, 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 many years, security has always been about staffing, about filling the time slot, about filling a post, about getting somebody in place so you could bill the client and get paid. It's all about getting paid. It's never really too much, never really been about education, experience, professionalism, none of that. But I'm here to tell you that's changing. Now, private security has always been flexible, a great weekend job, a great way to make ends meet, a great way to put yourself through college and have a job, you know, nothing too much, nothing too demanding, just a basic general position. But security and security training is changing, and it has become, over the last 20 years, a true profession. But with that change, kind of like metamorphosis, changing from the worm to the butterfly, with that change comes a lot of things in between. You just don't automatically go from the worm to the butterfly in seconds or overnight. There's a process. And so true is it with professions. You just don't decide that tomorrow I'm going to be a professional security officer. I'm going to be the owner of a security company. Even though the state might recognize you and your experience and be able to issue you the license to be a security company, or a security school, or a security instructor, or a private investigator, just because they say you're qualified doesn't mean you are. And there comes a time when we have to recognize that transitional part about becoming a professional, the career transition between a job or a position to profession is not overnight or just because the state issues a license or a certification. Would you really want a non-licensed or even a licensed weekend carpenter building your $200,000 home that you've saved day in and day out for 20 or 30 years? Would you really want your executive dinner, your wedding reception catered by someone who's been cooking at home for the last 10 or 15 years? Would you really put your trust into someone who does not have the experience or the education Would you want your child taught in school by someone who used to teach, you know, Bible study or church school, or used to read to their nieces and nephews? Of course not. You would want somebody who is experienced, credentialed, a true professional, preferably, you know, somebody who's built a couple of dozen houses or more, somebody who's catered tens and hundreds of executive dinners or wedding receptions, someone who has that knowledge, that education, that experience. You wouldn't just hand it over to anybody, especially if there's a lot of money involved. In the security industry today, we have a lot of companies who are licensed who should never have been licensed. We have a lot of security officers who are working who should not be licensed. We have a lot of security instructors and schools that do not have the experience, the education, or the know-how to deliver proper training. But yet, they qualify for the minimal certification or license from their state, and they're in business. But let me just ask you this. As a true professional, don't you want to set your side apart from those others who are not so concerned about that aspect of transitioning from a position or a job or a part-timer to a true professional? The steps are easy, but they aren't going to happen, and they're not going to do them, you know, do it themselves overnight. You got to have the experience, and that takes a couple of years, 5 to 10 to 20. It doesn't take a few days, weeks, or months. You have to have the education. I know that the state has issued the certification or the license. That doesn't necessarily mean you have the education to fulfill the position or the business that you want to enter into. All of that plays a big role into whether or not you're a true professional and whether or not, if you're going into business, you're going to be successful. I just talked with, yesterday, as a matter of fact, a gentleman who's going into a security business. He's going to buy a security, get a security license, start his own security company. He has no money for the insurance. But he's going to wing it. He's going to borrow the money so that he has the insurance required by his state to get the license. Asking him about startup costs, how much he thinks it's going to cost to get in the business, to establish his company, buy equipment, have payroll set aside, those are things he's going to worry about when he crosses that bridge, he says. That's not a true professional. That's a fly-by-night. Many of our instructors in schools today, security training schools especially, they have no experience teaching. They went through the course, specific course specified by their state. They submitted their curriculum. They did whatever had to be done. They got a certificate. Now they can teach. But they have maybe little experience in the business themselves. They've never taught a class day one. They have no experience in marketing. They have no experience in running a business. But yet, they're certified or licensed. What I'm talking about tonight is having a clear-cut path between an employee or a position or a job to a profession or business ownership. You see, I'd rather have a paramedic respond to my 911 call, my 911 call for help, who loves his or her field, eats, breathes, and sleeps everything emergency medical. Everything. They love it. Than to have a full-time paramedic respond who hates his job. Because I know the quality of care from that volunteer paramedic is going to be 100% better. And my chances of survival is going to be 100% better than with the paramedic who hates his job and is only there because he has no other way out or he needs that paycheck. Private security is the same way. I'd rather have a security company owner who loves what they do, has the experience in the industry, knows how to operate and manage the business, than to hire a company who's been around for 50 years, who could care less about their employees, cares less about the overall true duties and responsibilities of the security industry in 2015, and is only really concerned about filling the slot, staffing the position. If you are in this business just because you thought it was a great business to get into, just because you were a guard since 1979, just because you have worked in some level of supervision and your state says you're qualified to be a licensed security business owner, instructor, or have a school, if you don't have that training, that education, that heart, the gumption, the dedication, the hunger to operate a business or to cross over from a job to a profession, you're probably not going to make it as a business owner or as a true professional in this changing, evolutional security industry. As with any career, there's going to be that initial step and then the continuing steps in the profession. And if those stopped a long time ago for you, I hate to tell you, but you're not going to make it. You're not a professional. A professional has continuing education, continual experience, continual growth. We just can't, you know, say that we are something because we have a piece of paper. And if you're trying to be in business for yourself and you haven't begun as of yet, as of today, even though you've been licensed for 5 years, hey, I know people who are members of our association, and there's nothing, I'm not trying to say anything bad about them, but they've had a security company license since they became members 5 or 8 years ago. I could call out several right now who haven't had one job, one client in the 6 years of operation, in the 2 years of operation, in the 10 years they haven't trained anybody. They're not in business. They're not a company owner. They may have that on paper, but until they start getting some students, start getting some clients, they haven't really transitioned. The best way to transition is through a part-time basis. If you can't do it full-time, if you don't have that financial stability and you need that paycheck in your full-time job, start out with one contract. Start out with a handful of students at the end of the month, 1 week in a month, one every other week in a month, one course, two courses, one client, one part-time client. Build up from there. Start taking those steps to transition from just having a company license or a business license or an instructor's license to being a true professional, being in the game, having some skin in the game. You can do it. And if you're a member of POI, we can help you. You just have to let us. That's all for this episode of the Private Officer Beat. We're glad that you've been with us. Remember the bad weather out there. If you're any place between Houston and the Great Lakes of Michigan, be sure that you are paying attention to the weather. Until the LP Zone later this week, God bless, stay safe, and we'll talk to you soon here on the radio.